Hello and welcome to The Bearded Mystic Reacts, and today I'm reacting to Celebrating Interfaith Harmony, which was done by the BAPS in New Jersey at the Robbinsville Center. Today we'll be listening to a Sufi imam and we will hear his views and let's see how it goes. This video was shared to me by Sky Guardian, my good friend Vinny, and thank you very much for sharing it. So let's get down to what this is all about.
Sufi Imam is a prolific writer who has written 3 books on Islam and its place in contemporary society. Sufi Imam, I would now like to request you to give your benedictions.
Very beautiful background. Backdrop's beautiful.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I begin by invoking the name of the Almighty God, the one God, creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them, whom we Muslims call Allah and whom Hindus call Brahman, or Nirguna Brahman, whom the Katha Upanishad describes as one, absolute, beyond name and beyond form, beyond time, space and causality, eternal, immutable and immutable. While we agree that God as such is indescribable, Muslims and Hindus also agree that God is describable. Mm-hmm. And we Muslims have 99 so-called beautiful names of God, and Hindus denote the describable God as Saguna Brahman.
You can see here that he's obviously done his homework, mentioned the Katha Upanishad. Brilliant. One of my favorite Upanishads, and one Upanishads that most of us have at least read or heard of. The other thing is, although I think his description of Allah and Nirguna Brahman being the same, one and the same, I think is a bit stretched, but I can actually go with that and think, you know, in terms of the harmony aspect, yes, Allah does have both of the Nirguna and the Saguna. So it was nice of him to go through that. Very wonderful.
Of man in all our religions, and his highest achievement is to attain the bliss of consciousness of the absolute reality of God. And Hindus have a term called Sachitananda, which is a compound term of 3 words: bliss ananda, consciousness chit, of the absolute reality sat. To my dear Swami Maharishi and all of the Swamis here whose names I have had been challenged in getting down, and to all my friends in the audience, I congratulate you on the inauguration of this magnificent, I wouldn't call it even a temple, it's like a complex of temples, of this Mahamandir here in Robbinsville, New Jersey.
So that is obviously Mahant Swamiji Maharaj, who is the leader of the BAPS Swami Narayan Sampradaya. So my humble namaskar to him via this video. But just to go back a bit on what the Sufi Imamji said was, I liked how he explained Sachidananda. The only thing I would say is that Sat is existence, because it has to embrace all that is seen and perceived, as well as that is non-perceivable. It's that truth that is beyond both. But otherwise, the way he explained it, that the ultimate purpose of man is bliss, spot on. I love that. Really, really good. Let's get back to the video.
I pray that it serve as a focal point of all the mandirs that your community has established in America to help your community and the faith community at large to attain Sachitananda. The Hindu tradition is an ancient one, and your insistence on maintaining your architectural and cultural tradition of building this Mahamandir as a traditional stone temple made of millions of pieces of handcraft limestone and marble is a powerful witness to your insistence on maintaining what is important and internal and eternal to your tradition and translating it and conveying it to the modern world in the here and now.
Totally agree. We have a mandir here by the Swami Narayans in Atlanta, and it's beautiful. I haven't been there yet, but I plan to. But I've been outside it. I've driven past it a few times. But I've been to the Baps Mandir in Neasden in the UK. Very beautiful. But I've seen pictures of the mandir that they're talking about in New Jersey, and it's pretty epic. I know today that on February 14th, they had the grand opening of the Akshardham in Abu Dhabi, which I think is, again, an amazing thing. And the Prime Minister of India inaugurated it. So yes, absolutely agree that they've created beautiful, they do create beautiful temples that still have the beauty of the ancient, I must say. And I really like what they do there.
I also pray in the spirit of harmony that the Swami who spoke earlier talked about and enhanced, that the positive relations that we nurture and build between the Muslim and Hindu faith communities here in the United States will serve to improve Hindu-Muslim relationships throughout the world, and especially in India. May our work together and cooperation together help such harmonious aims, and may the one God we both worship help you and help us in attaining this shared objective and enhancing the future relationship and cooperation between our faith communities. Amen. And I bless you all in the name of God. Peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum.
That was a short one, but pretty impactful in the sense that you can see from there, it was about harmonizing, but the very beginning was completely Advaita Vedanta. I don't think it's actually aligned to the Sampradaya of Swami Narayan. But regardless, if it truly is about interfaith harmony, one, there has to be interfaith harmonious relationships within the Sampradayas in Vedanta. So whether that's Advaita Vedanta, Vishishta Advaita, or Dvaita, or any other Sampradaya that is out there, that's one thing that should be understood here. The other aspect that I find amazing is he really understands and has done his homework on what the similarities are. We can always look at differences and critique, and it can become close enough towards hatred and really horrible kind of conversations and discussions and debates, where it can become condescending and ridiculous. Really, we only have to have a look at some of the debates that we can find on YouTube, where it has gone down that route, and you can just see the obnoxiousness when we try to defend certain faiths and when we try to defend what we believe in. But what I really like here is that it's about harmony, it's about togetherness, it's about being connected, it's about being one, it's about seeing and maintaining those relationships throughout the years, and not only just throughout the years and here and now, but to make sure that they are strong and that we see what unites us more than what divides us. Although these messages, I don't think people like. I think, you know, if you want to be popular on Twitter or X or on social media, it's best to be negative and best to hate. But actually, if we had more voices that look to unite and say, okay, yeah, there are specific philosophical differences, but there's this that's common and we can agree upon this. Yes, we do agree that both or all religions should respect each other and ensure that we live harmoniously with compassion, with peace, and most of all, that we're calm and collected when we communicate with each other. So I absolutely agree. And I loved what the Sufi Imam said. I think it was on point, and it shows the oneness of what God is. Now, I know in Advaita we say that it's basically there's only really Nirguna Brahman. Suguna Brahman, in the end, is, you know, a reflection. But to be fair, it's the attributes that connects us. In the very beginning, it makes sense to have faith towards something that has attributes, that is compassionate, that is kind, that is loving. And having that bhakti, that, you know, that devotion is essential. And without that devotion, the gyan element of nirgun doesn't settle as easy if we ignore the bhakti side. And I'm a strong believer that bhakti matters more than anything. Bhakti is more important. Bhakti is the thing that binds knowledge and devotion together. And it goes hand in hand. You also need to have gyan with devotion, knowledge with devotion. So that's one thing I wanted to just address. And ultimately, he mentioned Satchidananda. That's the ultimate understanding. That is what Nirguna Brahman is. So Sat meaning existence, Chit meaning consciousness, and Ananda meaning bliss. Essentially, that is what we are. The only thing that he didn't mention, which is the most important aspect of all of this, is that there is no real separation between us and God. In fact, we will go far to say that there is only God, and what we are mere kind of waves in that ocean. It's still water, it's still the same essence. The essence remains the same, but we are essentially just water. We are still essentially the ocean. So, yeah, really, really great video. I really enjoyed reacting to this, responding to it, giving my final thoughts. And essentially, what we have to understand here now, what I would like to see more of on social media, and I have reached out to different sampradayas to communicate and have conversations. And the reason for that is because I want us to get along. I want us to converse with each other, see what is similar, and just have a nice chat instead of, you know, doing this thing where I found when I used to do TikTok lives, it was about me defending Hinduism or specifically Advaita Vedanta. But really, it should be about us connecting. But yeah, really great video. I hope you liked it. Let me know if there's any more videos you want me to react to. And I shall see you again very soon. Thank you for watching. Take care. Namaste.